Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 31st, 2022, through Friday, February 4th, 2022. Monday, January 31st, 2022. Former New Mexico taxation and revenue employee pleads guilty to wire fraud, identity theft, and money laundering. George Martinez, a resident of New Mexico, pleaded guilty to 42 counts each of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, as well as an additional 6 counts of money laundering. Martinez perpetrated the fraud by copying tax records or creating new returns in taxpayers' accounts. He'd altered information such as taxpayers' Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, and withholding amounts in the returns. Martinez faces a sentence ranging from 2 years to 32 years in federal prison. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. Lehigh couple charged with schemes to defraud victims, including a vulnerable adult, out of a combined $3.6 million. Husband charged with kidnapping in connection with the scheme. Miziona Patain and Lavinia Patain have been charged in federal court for their alleged roles in a fraud scheme aimed to defraud one set of victims out of over $1 million and another alleged scheme to defraud a vulnerable adult out of over $2 million. Additionally, Miziona and Lavinia Patain are charged with 2 counts of bank fraud and 3 counts of money laundering, while Miziona Patain is separately charged with 4 counts of wire fraud, 6 counts of aggravated identity theft, and 1 count of kidnapping. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. Business vice president to admit to failing to account for and turn over more than $1 million in payroll taxes to the IRS. Mark Carlson, vice president of American Pride Insulation and Atlantic Abatement Construction, is scheduled to plead guilty to charges that he allegedly failed to turn over to the IRS more than $1 million in federal payroll taxes, including Medicare and Social Security taxes withheld from employees' paychecks. Carlson is charged by way of an information with 14 counts of failure to truthfully account for and pay over withholding and FICA taxes, and 1 count of filing a false tax return. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. Founder of nationwide tax return preparation company sentenced to prison for fraud and tax crimes. Fezzam Agbazian of Cincinnati, Ohio, was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for his role in a conspiracy aimed to commit fraud in connection with the operation of a national tax return preparation company he owned and managed, as well as tax crimes. Agbazian also failed to pay approximately $1.3 million in payroll taxes due from ITS Financial LLC and another business during 4 tax quarters in 2009 and 2010. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, February 4th, 2022. A.J. Healy secures $630,000 from home health care company to resolve false billing allegations. Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healy announced that the Attorney General's office reached a $630,000 settlement with home health care VNA Constant Ogut and Shakira Lubega for allegations that they failed to ensure that medical claims submitted to MassHealth, a combined Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP provider, were medically necessary. Since 2016, the AG's office has successfully prosecuted 3 home health care agencies and their owners and settled civilly with the 11 home health care agencies in an effort which has returned more than $42 million to MassHealth. Source: mass.gov, Office of the Attorney General, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.